Well, I guess these first couple of weeks after the return of issues, etc., are going to be weeks of firsts, or I guess we could say firsts again. Here during the first hour of the program today, the Issues Etc. listener comment line, we had this thing up and running before the show returned, and it's been piling up an awful lot of Issues Etc. listener comments, and up until I think last night, we we had not figured out how to get the comments from the phone to the board and onto the air. I got to talk about this before we start listening to the to the listener comments. But here are two guys that somehow managed to bring a radio program back and couldn't figure out how to get comments off the phone and on to the air. And it took Jeff's dear wife to simply read the manual and explain it to us last night. She didn't even have to read the manual.
She didn't read the manual. She just, I mean, she kind of looked at the manual a little bit. But she, I read the manual through two times last night, gave up, handed it to her within 5 minutes. She says, you just got to use remote access, call it.
Which like is exactly what remotely. We were doing before. So, in any event, two perfectly good college educated, one of them's got a master's degree knuckleheads, figured it out last night, finally. And in addition to that, we, through the great work of the engineer who's putting our studio together, finally managed to get our phones to be able to listen to each other. So we can take your phone calls here in the first hour of the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Our call-in number during our listener comment line first hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Our in-studio email address, as usual, talkback@issuesetc.org. After the first hour of listener comments, Gretchen Pasentino Coburn will join us. We'll talk with her about Kabbalah. It's a, what, an offshoot of Judaism? A mystical sect of Judaism? It's hard to tell. It is certainly popular with the glitterati. Dr. John Seleska will join us in the second part of that second hour to talk about biblical interpretation. It's easy to quote the Bible accurately, but to interpret it accurately is a different matter. That's coming up in the second hour of Issues, Etc. 877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. We are coming to you live this Wednesday. It's the 9th of July. As is our tradition, we always begin, when we go to our comment line, with Issues, Etc.'s own Paul Harvey.
This is Harry of Arlington Heights in 2008 with some historic eighths. 1508. Luther is a student in Wittenberg University, and Michelangelo begins to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. 1608. The first checks are called cash letters and used in the Netherlands, and Henry Hudson explores the river that bears his name. 1708. George Frederick Handel of Germany composes in Italy and France before he settles in England, where he later writes The Messiah, and Peter the Great divides Russia into 8 governmental districts. 1808, a patent is issued for iron anchor chains on ships, and Beethoven composes his 5th and 6th symphonies. 1908, Wilbur Wright flies 40 miles in 30 minutes, and Henry Ford produces his first Model T with 15 million to follow. 2008. Todd Wilkin, the hunter, celebrates the Supreme Court decision on the right to bear arms, and at the precise fulcrum of a 366-day year, with his saddle buddy Jeff Schwarz, kicks off a new era of Issues, Etc., with a promise even more glorious than its past. Congratulations, brothers. We are overjoyed. Thank you.
Well, and thank you very much, Harry. We always like to start with Harry because he puts such care and such thought into his comments on the Issues, Etc. listener comment line. We hope to have more and more and more from Harry as the show progresses. By the way, the listener comment line is easy. It's 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. It's open 24 hours. There's going to be a lot of laudatory praise from the Issues Etc. listener comment line in this first hour, but we really, really do want to hear the criticisms as well. And we have in the past. I expect we will in the future.
You know, if Chris Roseborough of Pirate Christian Radio is listening, he should get Harry his own show on Pirate Christian
Radio.
There
we go. Absolutely. And I should mention that Harry is also president of Lutheran Public Radio and an all-around good guy. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, our in-studio email address, IssuesETC. I'm sorry, that was the old one. This one's talkback at IssuesETC.org. That's going to happen every once in a while. Next from our listeners, Issues Etc.'s favorite journalist.
Hi, Jeff and Todd. This is Molly Hemingway, one of your listeners in Washington, D.C. Just wanted to give you my congratulations on the relaunch of Issues Etc. I still remember how it felt when I heard about the program's cancellation. And in the same way that fasting throughout the church year makes our feast days all the more wonderful, these 3 months that we've been without you have made me all the more excited for the hours upon hours of listening pleasure that we will receive through your wonderful broadcasting. So best wishes, and have a great Monday.
And we can't thank Molly Hemingway enough for the help that she gave us. I didn't think of it as a fast or feast, did you, Jeff? We thought about spring break. I guess we could have used the analogy of the fast and then the feast. Although I like spring break. 877-623-6943. That's 623-MY-I-E. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. We also have, in addition to Paul Harvey types and journalists, we also have actually a Pro Football Hall of Famer and his wife, who are regular listeners and supporters of Issues Etc. They were also on the comment line.
Etc. Roger and Gail Worley here saying welcome back on the free and open airwaves. We are praying for you and are so proud that we have someone that will help us straighten out the issues of the day, how they affect us as Christians, how they affect us as citizens, and we're so thankful that we have great men of God like you helping us think and sort these things out. Bravo to Issues Etc. and all praise to God.
Thank you very much, Gail. The free and open airwaves, I like the sound of that. Doesn't that just paint a picture for you of a hopeful, bright future? It does for me. We're listening to some of the comments from our Issues Etc. listener comment line here in the first hour of Issues Etc. Coming up a little bit later, we'll be talking with Dr. John Seleska about biblical interpretation, and Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action will join us to talk about Kabbalah, that sect of Judaism that's so popular among the celebrities and so obscure in many ways. Most people only know it through its celebrity spokespeople like Madonna or Ashton Kutcher, and I think even A-Rod now is a Kabbalist, whatever that is. We'll talk about it later on the program. 877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943. Here's another comment from a caller who has a question about the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod's Ablaze program.
Hey, guys. This is Adam. It's so great to hear that you guys are back on. I've been listening to you guys' stuff nonstop since you've been back. You know, I'm beginning to think that, you know, this whole Ablaze thing, while it did come into play with your cancellation, which I haven't not as for us, well, the fact is, the Missouri Synod, or Missouri Synod, as my family now lovingly calls it, has been poisoning the minds of all church members since the Ablaze program has been started up. And I've just been wanting to know if you guys have been feeling the same way. Thanks, guys. Welcome back.
Well, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say that the Ablaze program is poisoning things. My objections that I have to church programs like Ablaze run more theological. I have to say, in their goals, it's laudatory. We're always a little on thin ice, aren't we, when we use basically a fundraising program and try and disguise it as an evangelism program? But my biggest problem with the Blaze is that it doesn't have a Lutheran theological foundation. It's kind of like a Christmas tree that kind of after the fact they thought maybe we should put some Lutheran theology on this thing and hung a few Lutheran doctrines on it like ornaments on a Christmas tree, which doesn't make the program Lutheran necessarily. I think we ought to begin these things, especially when we talk about the church doing what the church has been called to do, that is to reach a lost world of sinners with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ought to start from a theological and an explicitly Lutheran theological foundation before we begin a big program like this. And my other concern is follow the money. Ask yourself this question: what does Ablaze as a program, a church program, what is it funding? What is it supporting? What is it not funding and not supporting? Now, I'm not saying that everything that's being funded there is bad or everything that's not being funded is good, but ask the question, follow the money. And then you can evaluate for yourself whether or not this church program is worth supporting. It is a program, by the way, not a movement. Barack Obama's a movement. Ablaze, it's a program. We'll be right back.
Sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring Issues Etc. back. David Preuss, Pastor Stephen Schlund, Joshua Schrader, Aaron Uphoff, Kylie Campbell, Frank Fitchell, Pastor Theodore Cook, Pastor Kyle Kastens, Dr. Kent Burrison, and Allison Wolf. Thanks for your support.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Ben Witherington is going to join us to talk about this pre-New Testament stone tablet that has been discovered some time ago with writing on it, allegedly describing a resurrected Messiah. Some, perhaps only one scholar, is asserting that it should shake the foundations of Christian belief. We'll also talk about summer movies and do a summer movie review with Hollywood screenwriter Brian Gadawa tomorrow on Issues Etc. We're listening to some of our listener comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line, which is, by the way, open 24 hours 7 days a week to take your comments, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. You can leave criticism. questions, comments, suggestions. Not all of them will make the air, but we do listen to each and every one of them. 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Here's a short comment from Lisa in Texas. We just refer to her as a pirate.
Welcome back to the net, folks. I'm talking like a pirate today.
Thank you, Lisa. Sometimes the shortest and the sweetest of the best. Lots of questions prior to the re-debut of the show with regard to what we were going to be offering by way of resources and how we were going to be offering this. You go to our website, issuesetc.org. You will find some categories there along the top of the page, and one of them is On Demand. And there, what we're trying to do is consolidate all of our audio, because the biggest listenership has always been on demand on the internet. You get your live listeners on the internet and on the radio. And then you have your on-demand listeners that will go there and click the audio link and listen to the hour, or many of them will also subscribe to iTunes and get the show that way. So we're trying to make sure that that's as accessible as possible. Here's a question about that from our listener comment line.
Hi, I was just curious if there will be podcasts and if you'll be able to download it after it's played. Thank you.
It's a good question. This is vital to what we are doing here at Issues, Etc. It always has been. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You can either go to the website, issuesetc.org, and look at the on-demand audio. You see a little arrow there. You click on it, and you'll be able to listen. It'll just pop up, and you can listen to the hour that you've selected, actually the segment that you've selected. Or you can subscribe to it, and every time you plug your iPod or your MP3 player in, it will go and find it for you and put it on your MP3 player you listen to it, the way I listen to radio all the time now. I listen to very little live radio. And that's not because I don't like radio. I happen to like it a lot. But I listen mostly on my iPod when I'm running or Tybo or any of those other things, watching the kittens, those kind of things.
Part of the spin by LCMS Inc. that I never understood was, we need more live listeners on the web. I never understood that. Who cares if the people listen live or on demand? We need as many listeners as we can possibly
listeners
get.
Listeners are listeners.
And by the way, we had the most live, although they were paltry, I think the average they were saying was 64 at any afternoon was the average. It was more than anything else at the radio station, including the FM live listening audience.
Someone should ask for those stats too, really. But no, listeners are listeners. And whether they're listening live or the way 95% of the people who listen on the internet listen to the things they listen to, that is on demand in some form or another, listeners are listeners. I should say, Jeff, our on demand and podcast listeners were not paltry by any stretch of the imagination, and are not to this day. I tried to explain it to my mom, the iPod. I said, it's TiVo for radio. It's TiVo for radio. Now, if you don't have TiVo, then I have to explain what TiVo is, but I don't have time to do that. Here's a welcome back from DeSoto, Missouri.
Hi, this is Pastor Stephen Flo of Grace Lutheran Church in DeSoto, Missouri. We want to call and congratulate Issues Etc. Happy for you. We want to celebrate with you that you're back on the air, and we're rejoicing that the gospel gets to go out again in all its purity related to all the issues in life that we have. Thank you for being there for us, and we want to support you, and we look forward to many more days of hearing the gospel on the radio. God's richest blessings to you. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, Pastor Flo. I got a chance to see Pastor Flo, his lovely wife, and one of their lovely daughters a couple weeks ago down in southern Missouri. It was good, always good to see them. And thanks for the comment on the Issues Etc. listener comment line. We are coming to you live this Wednesday. It's the 9th of July. You can join us, 1-877-623-6943-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's a listener with a question, a comment, a thought on the state of preaching.
Hi, I'm so thrilled that the program is back up and running. I like the song that you chose, The Boys Are Back in Town. That really says a lot. So we're glad that you're back on the air. My comment was regarding your guest today. He was talking about the gospel and preaching the gospel and how some of the questions were directed to him regarding the soft sell of the gospel, shortchanging it, or overemphasizing the law. But often I see also what takes place in church is while the law is preached heavily in some sermons of the things that we are to do to please God, at the same time in those same sermons, it is also played down or dumbed down. When speaking of sin, they will call it mistakes, or they will just somehow soften the law at the same time when they seem to emphasize the law. And some often I will see preachers relying on the liturgy to deliver the gospel and not relying on good preaching of law and gospel. And so those were some of the comments that I wanted to ask your guest. And maybe you could do a show on sometime on good, clear preaching and the history of that within the Christian church. And I'm just so glad you're back. And also hope to hear more, as Todd was mentioning today, political comments, hoping to hear those as well. Thanks, and talk to you later. Bye.
And thank you for the comment. If you sit in church on Sunday morning and you hear the law preached in such a way that you are given the impression, sometimes even told explicitly, that you can keep it, you haven't heard the law preached the way the law is supposed to be preached. Look at the way Jesus preaches the law. He preaches the law in many and various ways, but you never walk away from Jesus' preaching of the law, the perfect demands of God upon us, his creatures. You never walk away from Jesus' preaching of the law under the impression that you can do it. Never. He always leaves you under the law, I say, under the law, with the distinct impression, as he intends, that you can't keep it, that you won't, that you haven't, that you aren't going to. In other words, he leaves you, insofar as the law goes, in desperate need of someone who can keep the law, has kept the law, in your place. He leaves you in need of a Savior. When Jesus is done with you, insofar as the law goes, he's killed you. He hasn't left you with the hopeful prospect of being able to get it right this time. And if you're hearing a manageable law, a keepable law, you're not hearing the law preached the way it's supposed to be preached. And the problem with that is, if I can keep it, if I've got a hopeful prospect of keeping it, I don't need Jesus. I can please God all by myself. And if I work hard enough at it, it might be not this month or next month, maybe a couple years from now, I might even get myself to the point where I can keep it as well as I need to. Jesus says you can't. He always leaves us in need of a Savior. And he always provides that Savior in his perfect obedience to the law for us. Another listener comment.
I'm glad you're coming back. Can't wait till June 30th. However, we'd like to know if you are informing all of the churches, meaning mainly our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, of the time and the broadcast that is going to be carried on KSIV. I don't know that you will go into the other thing about the, all the, what you call it, but would appreciate it if you would let our churches know if you haven't already. Nothing else to say, but just so happy that you're going to be back on, and we are looking forward to it, and know that the topics will be just as good, if not better, than what you previously had. Can't wait for you, Todd and Jeff. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you in all these endeavors.
And it is good to be back. Thank you very much for the comment. As to her question, in fact, it's one thing we do really want to do, that we're making an effort to do, is not only inform congregations about the return, but inform congregations about what's on the air, what they can listen to that's been posted at the website by way of that on-demand audio. Now, if you email us at talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you a blurb that you can put in your church bulletin this very Sunday. Now, it's going to be everything we've talked about this week that they can go to the website, issuesetc.org, and hear. So just email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll send you back a blurb that you can put in your church's own bulletin for that very kind of information this very Sunday when we come back. More comments from our Issues Etc. listener comment line. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
In what is a profoundly ironic twist of fate, a children's museum has hired a pro-abortion activist to be their chief fundraiser. The Children's Museum of Naples, Florida, has hired Myra Williams to raise the money needed to open the new museum next year. Myra has spent the last 7 years fundraising for Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest chain of abortion mills. She has spent a significant part of her professional career helping to ensure the killing of the very children this new museum wishes to celebrate. One pro-lifer said they have hired the equivalent of a Nazi prison guard to raise funds for the Holocaust Museum. These may sound like harsh words, but when you stop to think about it, they're true. Abortion is the intentional killing of innocent unborn children.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Megan Pahu, Michael Zamzaw, Mike Lowe, Pastor Larry Sipe Jr., Joan Messman, Iris Lindenmood, D.B. Cummings, Ray Horton, Tom Engler, and Eric Comstock. Thanks to each and every one for your support.
Coming up in a half hour on Issues Etc., we'll talk about Kabbalah with Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action. And then a little biblical interpretation. Biblical Interpretation 101 with Dr. John Seleska, Director of the Concordia Bible Institute, based in Mequon, Wisconsin. In the meantime, we're listening to some comments from our Issues Etc. listener comment line. We've got a lot of them. We won't get through all of them, but we're going to try and move down the line. Here's a welcome back from a listener. We get listeners all over the place. We've heard already from D.C., from somewhere in Missouri. Some of the people don't say where they're listening at. That's one of the advantages of that on-demand online listening, is that there's no boundary to that. You're not limited by the strength of your signal or your broadcast footprint. It just goes wherever people are. Here is a welcome back from the West Coast.
Greetings, Pastor Wilkin and Jeff, the Issues audience at the Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Cupertino. It's eager to have that broadcast voice of professional Lutheranism filtering into our homes and offices and cars again. Christ-centered, cross-focused as always. We're eager to have you back.
And it's good to be back, and thanks for listening out there on the West Coast as well. We often get suggestions. That's a great use of the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Suggestions for shows. Jeff is a great producer. He's always many, many steps ahead of the host when it comes to planning for the shows coming up. But he likes getting suggestions. Here's one from the Issues Etc. listener comment line.
Hey, guys. Glad to have you back on the air. I was calling mostly with a show topic suggestion, which would be that of birth control. It's a life issue that rarely gets discussed. I once asked the Lutherans for Life leader, if they would put out something on birth control, and he said they didn't want to get into that, but I thought you guys like to tread where other people don't want to get into, so looking at birth control from a Lutheran perspective, I think would be a great show.
It's a good suggestion. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Producer?
Well, do you remember we did a show a year or two ago, 2-hour roundtable, which you can still find, by the way, at kfuam.org, click Issues, etc., and type in birth control in the search engine. We just might have just improved KFUO AM's hits on
demand
their website.
Yeah.
Although we never had any listeners anyway.
Say lovey.
But anyway, go in there at KFUOAM.org, click Issues, etc., type in birth control. Remember, we did a 2-hour roundtable with Dr. Kevin Voss.
You know what? I don't remember, but go ahead and tell me about it. It sounds fascinating.
Dr. Kevin Voss of the Concordia Bioethics Institute, Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine, and Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. It was a 2-hour roundtable, and they didn't all agree on the subject. But yes, it is something we'll revisit in the future. You know,
we actually talked about it a little bit yesterday with Scott Klusendorf. I asked the question about whether or not we should make the best arguments, not just any old arguments, when defending the pro-life position. And he said, Christians really need to be careful. Well-meaning Christians need to be careful when they talk about contraception as it relates to pro-life, not because all forms of contraception are morally neutral. That's not the issue. The question is when contraception, certain forms are condemned or are brought into the life issue, we need to have our science as accurate as we can get it. So there was a little discussion of it yesterday, but we will revisit the subject. Here's another listener with some thoughts on the new show.
Yes, Todd and Jeff. This is Jeff Schneider from Pensacola, Florida. I want to thank you again for bringing back your customary excellence in Christ-centered programming. I've been listening this week at the new shows, basically using the on-demand link that you have available on your website. It's excellent. But just on a lighter note, I want to say that I really appreciate the subtleties that you've added, particularly when you fade off to the commercials. I like what Jeff's doing with a little bit of humor, and the best one of all was the one he used on the first day where he said, at Lutheran Public Radio, we always leave the toilet seats up. Things like that really excite me. I love that kind of humor. In addition to the Christ-centered ministry, please keep it up. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, we've got mixed reviews on some of those. They're called liners, and the voice is not Jeff's, but it's actually Michael Cum's voice.
I wish it was my voice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I wish it was mine, but it isn't. So we've gotten some mixed reviews on those. We've kept some of the old ones, added some new ones. And the one he's referring to, what does it say? What does it actually say?
The toilet seats are always up at LPR.
Yeah, so what's the point of that, Jeff?
It's a male...
Women get it. Women get it right away,
well,
whether they like
it
or not.
Now, my wife didn't like it because didn't complain about it because of the gender reference. She just thought it was kind of low class.
Blue?
Yes, she thought it was kind of low class. But you got to remember, she grew up in West County, and I grew up in Southern Illinois.
Okay.
So
that explains everything. You don't need to say another word.
Exactly.
You don't need to say another word. It's Edwardsville humor is what it is.
Whoa, wait a second. Edwardsville humor. I'll take Edwardsville humor on the class scale to Waterloo or Monroe County any day.
You got me there. It took me years to admit it, but you actually have me there. Okay, so the toilet seats one is the one that people have noticed the most. But some of these new liners are... what we're trying to do there is we're trying to say what the show is and what the show isn't and what the show's about. And what we learned was when we used these in our previous incarnation, people latched onto them. Christ-centered, cross-focused, talk radio for the thinking Christian, the Lutheran voice of the voice of the Lutheran
the
faith.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith.
Yeah, whatever.
How many,
it was.
Look at petitions. That's people that signed the 7,500-plus signed petitions. A lot of them were putting in there the slogans, the liners.
Yeah. And so what we learned is, and it's just good radio, but what we learned is you say as much about what the show is and isn't going into a break as you do. And if you listen very carefully, I try to do this as a host. I try and put the really important thoughts that may be rattling around in my head right there in the bump music, because that's when you have people's attention. That's when you have the best opportunity to say what you need to say. And I can claim absolutely no credit for any of the liners, with the exception of Christ-Centered Cross-Focused, copyright Todd Wilkin, 2002, I believe. But anyone can use it because I give freely. Freely I have received and freely I give. But that's the only one I claim credit for. The rest are all the brain children of Jeff Schwartz. Here's a welcome back from Detroit.
Jeff and Todd, this is Rod Swanitzer in Dearborn, Michigan. Nowhere else have I ever been able to find a source, a resource, which gives me access to books that I would have never heard of before, and speakers and speeches and so forth. You know how unique you are to the body of Christ, and so do thousands of your listeners now. So we're so excited to have this source, this resource, this wonderful fellowship that we have in the gospel and Christ crucified. So we are anxious and thankful and behind you all the way. So congratulations. Can't wait to hear your voices and get all the good stuff that you provide for the body. Blessings till we hear your voices live on the air.
Rod, thanks for listening in Detroit, and thank you for the kind words. I remember this distinctly. It was probably 10, no more than that. It had to be about 15 years ago. I was at some sort of a pastor's conference, and there was a speaker there. It was none other than John Pless of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I didn't know who he was. I was just listening to him speak. And he was quoting from evangelical leaders like David Wells and Oz Guinness and all of these books I hadn't read, didn't even know they existed. Evangelical leaders who were, even before a church body like the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod started dabbling around in the nonsense of American evangelicalism as it does so wantonly nowadays, even before that, these evangelical leaders were warning Reformation Christians against dabbling in pop American Christianity. And I remember thinking to myself, I have to read these books. Where have I been? How have I been wasting my time? One of the greatest things about hosting this program is I get to do that. I get to read all the good, the bad, the ugly, but I get to read all this stuff. I've often said it's like a constant daily seminary education. It is. And then we're able to bring it to the laity, to the listeners. No greater pleasure. Do we got time for another one, Jeffy? No. He says no. When we come back from this break, we'll have some more comments from our Issues Etc. listener comment line. You can join us. Our toll-free number this Wednesday, the 9th of July, 877-623-6943. Please try and memorize that number. I'm trying my hardest to memorize it. 877-623-MY-I-E, and our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org.
You know, we've got a couple of emails about the quality of the of some of the listener comments, and we've gotten this in the past at our former place of employment. If you can, don't use cell phones. Don't use cordless phones. When you record your comments, I've been wanting to tell Carrie to try a different phone because he's never had a real strong connection, but he's got great pipes that makes it sound better.
What Harry has is probably that old Bakelite phone with the rotary dial on it. At least that's what I picture. I picture Harry of Arlington Heights calling on that old Bakelite phone. I hear him listening, or at least I picture him listening with his dear wife Millie while he dutifully types a written transcript on an old manual typewriter. Maybe my picture of Harry in Arlington Heights is all wrong, but that's the way I like to picture him. Yeah, the best phone quality you can use. It helps out the quality on this end. 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. More listener comments after this, and then in the second hour, we'll talk about Kabbalah and biblical interpretation. Stay tuned. Will your church be one of the issues, etc., 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsor section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Joel S. Gehrke Jr., Virgil Seiler, Dan Kohlmeyer, Pastor Robert Mays, Patricia Seiler, Jonathan Edelman, Pastor Ryan D. Wendt, Ronald Fritz, Frederick Teklin Jr., and Kevin Fry. Thanks for your support.
For sinners only. You're listening to Issues Etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Issues Etc. is listener supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Listener comment line time. We're playing some of the comments there. I don't know how many we had, but if I keep going at this rate, I might actually get through almost all of them. But I'm making no promises. If you left a comment and you don't hear it on the air, there may be a reason for that, but a lot of it has to do with how much time we've got. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking about Kabbalah. Gretchen Passantino will be our guest. Gretchen, it's going to be so good to talk to Gretchen again. One of our favorite guests from the old days. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Here's a listener with a comment and a question about Issues Etc.'s expansion.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you back on the air. Can't wait till I can get you back in the Milwaukee Network area. Had you lined up before the Senate canceled your show on a major radio station, WTMJ. Maybe we can get them back someday. God bless. Bye-bye. This is Joe in West Bend. Bye.
Thank you very much, Joe. One of those tireless fans out there who always helped us out in the old days. Now, with regard to expansion, I let Jeff do most of that thinking, but we hope to have expansion, some syndication, things like that. But we have decided early on that we need to be a pay-as-you-go prospect. We need to be a pay-as-you-go organization. And since we're listener-supported, the listeners really are going to decide more or less whether or not we can do any kind of expansion or big syndication beyond what's already out there on the web. And we just want to be, you know, we were kind of tagged when we were canceled and terminated. And I never understood this because we just worked our tails off to raise money. We were always tagged. We were tagged as kind of being fiscally irresponsible, like we were spending money we didn't have and things like that. And so when we started, I said two things have to happen with regard to the dollar signs: full financial disclosure, which we were never able to enact before, and pay as you go. We don't do it unless we can pay for it. I think that's a reasonable way of proceeding. So the listeners will decide. And thanks for the comment, Joe. Here's a question about the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and our terminations.
Hello, I'm a pastor.
pastor of the Missouri Synod in central Kansas, and I'm calling to ask a question you guys might want to reminisce about when you're reminiscing over your spring break. I first of all appreciate the show, and I'm very glad to have you back on the air. And that is, you know, you get a lot of calls that say, thank you for your show. If it weren't for your show, I wouldn't be a Lutheran or a Christian, and Reverend Wilkin, you address that very well, saying the Word of God is what makes us a Christian and whatnot. But I do have a question. I imagine most of those people that, shall we say, go Lutheran because of issues, etc., go Lutheran to the LCMS. They're the ones that fired y'all. So I'm just wondering how you might address that, given church fellowship. I know it's a bomb of a question, but as you guys say, you can handle it. You're big boys. So anyway, I just thought it might be interesting to hear your take on that, having been fired from the Missouri Synod, what you might tell someone who is going Lutheran, so to speak. All right, well, thank you again, and God bless your ministry and everything you do. Bye.
Thank you very much. It's a great question. I make a simple distinction. I think it's a distinction that every Christian, regardless of what church body or denomination you're affiliated with, even the non-denominational denominations, that needs to be made. But especially in the case of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I'll say it again, I've said it before, I am a son of the church. I was born into a Missouri Synod family. I was am the product of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod parochial schools from kindergarten as far as you can go. I married the daughter of a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor. We attend a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod church. I was baptized, confirmed, and married and ordained, serve as a pastor now 17 plus years in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. I still consider myself a son of the church. I still do. I make a simple, basic distinction that I think everybody needs to make, and that's between, in this case, in the case of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, the Synod as a group of congregations that practice together, that have fellowship together around the Word of God, purely taught, and the sacraments rightly administered according to Christ's command. And Synod Incorporated, which is the corporation, literally the corporation that is what would I call it? The bureaucracy. That thinks of itself as the church, thinks of itself as the synod, but really is synod only in a corporate sense. Did you see the distinction between what the synod is as congregations, believers, pastors, doing exactly what Christ has called the church to do, that is preach the word, administer the sacraments, baptize, receive the Lord's Supper, proclaim the gospel at every opportunity, and synod as a corporate entity? I like to think of it as LCMS Inc. I think that distinction is very helpful here. We weren't fired by a group of congregations or faithful pastors or people receiving God's gifts of grace. We were fired by LCMS Inc. Memorize that one. That's a good distinction to memorize. You will sleep a lot easier if you do. Here's a welcome back from, I believe it's Indiana.
Gosh, it's good to hear you, Pastor Todd. This is Frank in Indiana, and our friends over here are thrilled to death to hear you, and we hope to maybe help support you later on. We are businessmen in this area, and we just sorely missed you, and it's just been an awful lot to us, and those 7,500 people probably are not all of the indicative people, probably maybe 10 times that many people listened. And we're still in shock as to what had happened there. We really want to encourage you folks. And you've done a great job. It's good to see that White Horse Inn is on. It's good to see that. And Pirate Radio, you're doing a great, great work. So keep up the good work. You'll be in our thoughts and prayers. Take care.
Thank you very much. Great comment. Look, the foundation of the future and the possible expansion of Issues, etc., is very simple. If you go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click, what is it again? Sponsors. Is that correct? I should know my own webpage, shouldn't I? Yeah. Click sponsors. you're going to find there, at least what we're hoping to begin there again, is the Issues Etc. 300. The Issues Etc. 300 is 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who are willing to support Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 a year. That's not a lot when you consider the budgets of some congregations. To put Issues Etc. in their congregational budget to the tune of $1,000 or more, that's the Issues Etc. 300. It's absolutely critical for the future. It is, in fact, going to be the foundation of the future, the financial future of Issues Etc. I mentioned before, a pay-as-you-go operation. That's going to have to happen, along with the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Here's another listener, a comment on abortion and the death penalty.
Hey, Jeff, I was just thinking about this whole life issue and the guest you have on today. This is Monica. And the thing that I find interesting is these people will berate you because they said we're inconsistent with our pro-life in use of the death penalty. And then they'll argue how DNA has proven beyond a shadow of doubt that the person who's on death row could not have committed the crime because that DNA does not match their personhood. And isn't that interesting? The very personhood is proven they didn't do it by DNA, but yet the DNA of a baby who is quite distinct from the mother is not good enough to be used in the same argument. So I find that a great inconsistency, and I try to point that out when I'm making that argument. Take care. God bless you guys.
You know, that's a great argument. I didn't catch it the first time I heard that comment, Jeff. That is a great argument. If we can and should use DNA evidence to exonerate the innocent who may be unjustly sitting on death row, and if it's used as an argument against the death penalty as a practice, why can't we take seriously the DNA evidence of the distinct, unique person who is the unborn, distinct and unique from mother and dad, to exonerate, perhaps even to spare the life, if you will, of the unborn? I mean, what's good for the death row inmate should certainly be good enough for the innocent unborn. Wouldn't you think? I would. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about Kabbalah. I always get confused when we talk about Kabbalah. There's a reason for it. It's hard. It's one of those things that's hard to pin down. What exactly is it? We know that it's related in some shape or form to Judaism, but there are many Orthodox Jewish scholars and rabbis who think Kabbalah is a little kooky. But it is popular, isn't it? With all of the celebrities? You see them wearing their red threads around their wrists. You hear them talk about the ancient rabbis and their writings, their various prayers and practices. And Kabbalah sometimes sounds like a strange mix of Judaism and New Ageism. When we come back from this break, Gretchen Pasentino of Answers in Action will be our guest. And then we're going to get a very simple time of instruction on biblical interpretation with Dr. John Seleska. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for the second hour. There's more to come. We'll be right back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.